This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. This is part of The Meat Show. Have you ever had sweat pouring down your face after eating a big steak or maybe a couple of hamburgers? Some people swear that's a thing.
This is Chris from South Philly, and I'm here to tell you that the meat sweats are absolutely real.
Chris says he gets them when he overindulges at a family picnic or in a restaurant.
It's that time when you realize that you're sweating and your skin is flush and you are sort of delirious, not really sure what day or time it is. Yeah, that's the meat sweats.
Connor Corcoran in Los Angeles also gets meat sweats. He told me he went to his favorite restaurant on Santa Monica Boulevard last night.
I didn't order the steak. I couldn't order the steak. I knew what would happen if I ordered the steak.
Instead, he got the veal.
Which was just this thinly pounded, breaded piece of veal that came with a lemon slice. It's so pretty and thin, they call it the veal George Clooney. But I still got the sweats.
I believe you, Connor, but are meat sweats really real?
So meat sweats are not technically an actual thing, or at least science hasn't said that they're an actual thing.
That's Brittany Kennedy. She's a nutritionist. Her company is called On Point Nutrition. And she says the digestion process holds some clues into meat sweats. So let's say you've just eaten a 15-ounce steak.
Once you eat that steak, digestion starts in your mouth, actually. So, you know, as you're chewing the steak and the saliva is breaking it all down, then it ends up coming to your stomach. So protein itself is very tightly bound. You know, protein's made up of a ton of amino acids that are linked together kind of like a chain or almost like a chain link fence. And your body has to work really hard to break those apart. You could be breaking that down for 6 to 8 hours.
Brittany says when you're digesting food, more blood flow goes towards your stomach and actually your body temperature does go up slightly.
And that's where that like thermogenic effect comes into play because your body uses, you know, I'd say 30% of the energy that you're eating from meat to actually break it down. So that increased blood flow causes your metabolism to start increasing. It's breaking down all of that protein, which then could in turn increase your internal temperature, which may cause you to sweat.
But for that to happen, you would have to eat a ton of meat, like 6 big chicken breasts or a whole roast. So let's ask somebody who actually does eat that much meat.
I'm Bob Shout. I go by Notorious B.O.B. I'm a 50-year-old competitive eater out of Royer Schwartz, Pennsylvania.
Bob's specialties include volume food like grits or baked beans.
2.4 gallons of chowder in 6 minutes to win the slammin' jammin'.
But he also eats plenty of meat. He just got back from an eating contest that involved a 55-ounce hamburger.
It's maybe 6 or 7 really large beef patties on the burger. Each patty is bigger than way bigger than a normal burger.
Bob is the reigning champ of the Wing Bowl. That's an eating competition held in Philadelphia each year just before the Super Bowl. And to win, he had to eat 409 wings. So did he ever get the meat sweats?
If you're in a hot dog contest, you tend to start sweating. But I don't think it really has anything to do with the meat. I think it just has to do with you're out in the sun. And when you're in a contest, you have adrenaline going. So you're pumped up and you're pushing your body to the limit. So it could be, you know, 5 pounds of asparagus you're eating, and you're still going to break out in a sweat in the summertime in a contest.
So I guess the meat sweats are not a thing, and perhaps a good rule of thumb is this.
If you're sweating after eating a steak, there's probably something wrong.
Steak was too big?
Steak was way too big.